So, Stephen, first off, Checkatrade Trophy tomorrow. Tell me about your views on the competition as a whole.
I think it's been a good competition for us this season. I think it's been good for obviously players who haven't been involved in the league as much, and it's a good chance to have games, and also it's a good chance to keep that winning mentality and keep that winning feeling going. Obviously, every game that you're involved in, whether it's the Checkatrade or the league, you want to win, and I think it breeds confidence no matter what game you're winning, and it's been good for us.
It's coming for a bit of a bashing really from many different sort of quarters, but then as the competition's gone on, the teams that are in it have begun to realise, hold on, we're now only two games away from Wembley.
Yeah, it is, and I think you've obviously just hit the nail on the head there, where as you go on people start thinking about Wembley, and any competition which has that incentive to it, where you can play at Wembley at the end of it, it's massive, and lads want to play at obviously the best stadiums and in finals, and for the chance to play at Wembley, it's a great incentive for everyone involved, and not just the players as well, but also the fans. So we'll be really focused going into Tuesday night.
And with the fact that the FA Cup and EFL Cup didn't go particularly well this season, it's a good competition to go and have a good run and to go and potentially win it as well.
Yeah, it is, as you say. The other two cups didn't go particularly well, so it's important that, as I said before, no matter what game you're playing in, that you want to be in good habits and keep that winning mentality and that spirit about the lads as well. So I say, no matter what it is, what game it is, we'll be looking to win it.
What do you make to Oxford United as a challenge, shall we say?
Yeah, they've done well. Obviously, they've kept the momentum going from last season. They've got a good squad of players, a good group. And we've been down there early on the season, and we know what it'll be a tough test. But it's one that we're really looking forward to and really focused.
And it's a good opportunity to bounce straight back after the draw at the weekend.
It is, yes, great opportunity. I thought the lads put everything in at the weekend. It showed some good character to come back into the game from being 1-0 down. And as you say, it's good in football where you've got another game coming thick and fast, and we'll be looking to get back to winning ways.
One thing that has come up today, James Hansen looks as though it's done and he's gone to Sheffield United. How disappointing is that he's leaving?
Yeah, it is disappointing. Obviously, Hans has been a great servant for the club in all the time that he's been here. He's a great professional. He's a great lad. And, you look at the goals that he's contributed over the years that he's been here. He's had some massive goals, but also puts his body on the line week in, week out. And, works tirelessly hard for the team. He's unselfish. So, we just want to wish Hans all the best and good luck in obviously the new chapter for him.
When did you lads find out that this would be something that would be happening?
Obviously, don't know if it's finalised yet or what. So we still don't really know what's going on. Obviously, just talking hypothetically of the situation, and obviously if it does go through, then obviously we do wish him all the best, but I'm still not too sure if it has been finalised or what.
Let's look at league matters anyway. It's only been two wins, I think, in the last 10, only two defeats though in that period, so six draws across the last 10. Must be disappointing that you're not getting over the line and getting those wins and just coming away with 1 point rather than three.
Yeah, it is. I think it's just the finer details, and that's massive in football. The smaller details, and I think obviously look at the draws, but it shows consistency. I think we're not far away from turning those draws into wins, so it shows that we're going along the right lines. And as a group of players and as a squad, we're working tirelessly hard to try and turn those draws into wins, but we're giving ourselves great chances in games, so we've got to keep going along the same path and keep putting that hard work in, and between now and the end of the season, just give it everything that we've got.
There's now 9 points between yourselves and the top two. Is it too far away now, the automatic promotion spots?
I don't think you can say it is, and I don't think you can say it isn't. I think you've seen it in football where teams start really well and then they drop off the last couple of months of the season. You've also seen it last year as prime example of Barnsley, and everyone had to look at them. So you can sit here all day long and say it is too much or it isn't too much. Matter of fact is, we've just got to keep trying to put in the performances and get the results that we need.
Cheers, Steve.